Going Around Your Inner Circle by L.V. Paul. The concept of separation of world, your inner personal world, and those set up and driven by society and work, helps segment the issues in your life and address them with a little less of an interconnected mess. The separation should leave the conflict and negative energy from the outside world away from your personal path and energy, which leads to a better quality of life with reduced conflict. One of the key techniques is the identification of your inner circle, your energy, and the associated beliefs and values that go with that energy. This also gives you the energy to speak your mind on the separation in defense of your inner self. While this addresses a large number of negative energy sources, it does not isolate you from all of them. There are instances where the conflict you're encountering is purely internal between your emotion and your knowledge, and also when the conflict occurs that's between you and the people that are part of your inner circle. For these issues, separation of the worlds is not a workable solution. These are core elements that define your individual world and help you bring that separation about. So how does one address these issues without getting trapped in an endless merry-go-round of conflict and non-resolution for these issues? These challenges are brought about primarily due to differences in perception for events that took place. These perception differences, people looking at the same event and seeing different things, are not the result of alternate facts, but are the results of attentions, details, and priorities that are set differently by different people. The defense of these perceptions is driven by emotions and the conviction that a person holds on the idea that their context and their understanding and past experiences are the correct one, and they should get the other person to conform by any means possible. This escalates into conflict because people come from different experiences. When both parties follow this path, the conflict becomes unresolvable. There are several branches of popular philosophy that identify these facts and observations are not absolute, but are in fact subjective. Not the actions and the events themselves, but the observation, documentation, and reporting of the events is subjective, even with objective sources such as imaging and audio recording. People will still see what their experience told them to see. The idea is found in people's descriptions and their use of adjectives and adverbs in their explanation and memory. The degree of things, how bright, how fast, how hot, etc., are all dependent on the upbringing and experiences a person has had in their life. These experiences also context the focus of their observation. For example, if you see someone getting out of a boat after fishing, where is the focus of your observation? The boat, the person, the fish, the weather. You see all of them, but you focus on parts for details, and you skip a lot of the details in the background. Your daily actions are subject to the same sort of contextual observation, which is where these conflicts arise. Both conflicts with others and conflicts internally are triggered by emotions. It's the emotions that guide the focus and observation. And most importantly, they set the grading scales for the adjectives and adverbs as they reach the subconscious mind. It is these emotions that on one day make an event unusual and the next day unacceptable. Conversely, they also make things that are normally unacceptable, contextually, the lesser of two evils when in crisis mode or in a situation that's vastly colored by pain or discomfort? The obvious answer is to avoid the crisis or avoid pain and comfort. However, this is not possible. In the world divided by mortality, people get sick, people get hurt, and they encounter situations that aren't comfortable. So the world brings the pain, discomfort, and crisis, which act as catalysts to these observations. People's experiences then drive the focus of the observation to create that person's facts. Their actions are then dependent on those facts. Given the opportunity when there's an internal conflict or conflict with others, the path to resolution starts by shedding the emotions, calming down, relaxing, removing the human physiology elements of adrenaline, rapid breathing, and all heart rate, all of which push your body into a fight or flight mode, is the first step. In the heightening of the emotions rules all, they're the catalyst for the action. So one step is to just step away. Close your eyes, calm down. Calming down may take seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, or months, depending on the severity of the event, the amount of the conflict, and the interpretive observation. But the conflict can't be resolved for those events if they keep re-triggering the emotional response. In the context of your cognitive mind wanting to resolve the situations, your emotions will give up and say, enough is enough. Let's just move forward. In this situation, you have to keep a couple things in mind. The events that took place are now in the past. You can't change that they happened. There's a difference in observing of the event. That's the underlying catalyst for the issue, not the event itself. There's a reason to resolve the difference in addition to it's in the past, just move forward. And all parties trying to resolve the conflict need to try to get to the same goal. If you're working on a conflict resolution and trying to end up in different places, that's not a resolution. Without these four items, it's hard to get out of the cycle of conflict. If the parties can acknowledge these points, decide where the goal is they're trying to get to, something specific, and something that the specific event catalyzed and caused the conflict. Then, going through the observational detail from all parties, identifying what the differences are, is the first step to get you off this merry-go-round. Understanding the reasoning each party has for their reaction and the description of the events is what's key for understanding how their observation works. It is not necessary to agree with the other person's perspective and experience. It is, however, necessary for both parties to acknowledge the other person's perspective, respect that it's different because they came from different backgrounds and had different experiences, and keep those differences in mind for the future. Otherwise, you forever lay landmines in your path, and when either party crosses them, everybody gets blown up, or you end up in an endless circle of conflict on this merry-go-round.